It's just going to be audio. So, okay, it's recording. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. My name is Melissa. What can you just say your name, just first name?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius. And how old are you?
20 years old.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in the Stanton Road neighborhood down the street from me.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to us. We're going to just have a couple minutes of your time just to hear in your own words how COVID has been for you. So what when you think of the most memorable part of this last year, what comes to mind is just
stuff not being open.
Uh-huh.
People not being able to go into certain places.
Yeah.
And then you got to keep on these masks even when you eat.
Yeah. And what has been the most challenging part for you or your family?
Staying in the house.
Staying in the house and not being able to go out.
Staying in the house and not being able to come outside.
Uh-huh. Did you have to do school?
No, I graduated.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Congratulations. All right. So staying in the house. Was there anything that was positive or good or you think was like something good that came out of this?
Yeah, because now people more clean.
Uh-huh.
At first they wasn't, but when this came around, it made people think.
Okay, so taking like washing your hands and taking care of yourselves. Okay, and what about, are there any programs or DC, things that DC did that you think was either good for you or for the city?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of as of right now.
How about the way D.C. like communicated what we were supposed to do and not do? How do you think the mayor handled everything? What would you?
To be honest,
would you say? Yeah, no,
CDC,
be honest.
D.C. gonna be D.C. regardless.
Uh-huh.
That's just who they. That's just who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
So they gonna be them regardless. Even if y'all do lay rules down, they gonna find some way to break them.
Okay. Okay. So. Where do you get information that, like, you can trust? Like, if you're if you were trying to find information about what's going on and what's safe or not, where do you go for information you can trust?
My uncle.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my aunt, because she's working in the medical field.
Okay, so family members.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. And did you know what public health was before the pandemic? Like, had you ever heard that word before, public health?
No.
Do you feel comfortable, like, describing what public health is now? Do you feel like you know what public health is now?
No.
No? Okay. How do you feel about the vaccines?
I wouldn't take it, personally.
Would not?
Because my uncle just told me that he took the second one, and he had a blood clot in his chest.
Uh-huh.
So, me personally, I didn't even take the flu shot.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. Is he feeling better now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Okay. And how about, is there anything that you hope will be different or that you hope will change either for you, for DC, for our world after this? Is there anything that you hope that we maybe have learned?
Come together as black people and stop killing each other.
Okay. Do you want to tell me more about that?
This year already it's a lot of homicides and people get killed over dumb stuff. And as black people, we all should come together and stand for one another and help each other out.
Good. Beautifully said. All right. Anything else that you want to say that I didn't cover?
No, ma'am.
Anything else on your mind?
No, ma'am.
Nope. She says no. All right. Thank you so much.